May the wonderful of the name of Jesus be lifted up on high.
愿主的美名被高举。
For he is worthy to receive the highest praises.
因他配得最高的赞美。
His name is Jesus. He came to save sinners like us.
他名为耶稣，他来拯救罪人如我。
His name is Emmanuel. God is with us.
他的名为以马内利，神与我们同在。
Let us come and worship his name.
让我们一同来敬拜他的名。
For all the earth shall worship and sing praises to his name.
因为全地都要来称颂他的名。
Your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. The heavens declare Your praise. The oceans cry out to You. The mountains they bow down before You. So I join with the earth and I sing my praises to You.
There is an endless song
Thank you.
by your grace, we can come before you.
是主借着你的恩典，我们可以到你的面前。
How amazing is your love?
你的爱何等的奇妙。
Nothing can stop us from praising your name.
没有任何事物可以让我们停止敬拜。
For you are the Word became flesh, take on human form and dwell in our midst.
道成肉身，丰丰满满的住在我们的当中。
You have came to salt us, and you have came to save us.
你是来拯救我们的神。
You are our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
You bring us salvation, and you have given us this new life.
你带来救恩，给了我们新的生命。
May the Holy Spirit continue to lead us every day in our lives.
愿圣灵天天带领我们。
That you will always be the example in our life.
你永远是我们的标杆。
Yes, Lord, because we want to be like you, we want to live like you.
主，我们要生活像你，我们要像你。
To have this gentle and lowly heart.
有一个温柔的心。
To have this meek and lowly life.
一个谦卑的生活。
Lord, may this life, may this glorious life live out through us.
愿我们活出你荣美的生命。
Constant longing and prayer, gladly
prayer.
是主，这是我们的祷告。
We want to be a little bit more like you.
我们要更多像你一点。
Lord, through this morning message, Lord, speak to us.
主，早晨向你们说，求你向我们说话。
Bless your words, Lord.
祝福你自己的话语。
May your Holy Spirit move in this place.
愿你圣灵在这里运行。
Lord, we need your presence.
我们需要你的同在。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的是两节的经节。
I would like to share with you two verses this morning.
他们住在不同的地方。
They're from different books.
但是他们却互相有所关联，讲到一件事情。
But they are interrelated. They speak of one thing.
我想请弟兄姐妹在读的时候注意圣经怎么说到看。
Please pay attention to what the Bible says and talk about look.
我们先来看这两处的经节。
Let's look at the verses first.
第一个地方是在罗马书十二章第三节。
The first one is in Romans 12:3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心大小，看得合乎中道。讲这句话的人是保罗。
Paul's the person who spoke this.
他讲话的对象是在罗马教会的弟兄姐妹。
He was speaking to the brothers and sisters in the Roman church.
内容是在教导他们要怎么看自己。
And the message was to teach them how to see themselves.
虽然保罗这边是在对着每一个个人在说的话。
Although Paul was speaking to every individual.
但是他不想要，他不是要把我们自己当作一个独立的人来看。
He wasn't telling us to see ourselves as isolated individuals.
而是要把自己放在基督的身体，就是教会里面来看。
But rather to place ourselves within the body of Christ.
从在教会中的角度。
The church, from the perspective of the church.
站在弟兄姐妹之中。
Standing among brothers and sisters.
身为弟兄姐妹的一员。
As one of the members.
要如何的正确的来看自己。
How we are to see ourselves correctly.
今天我们要看的第二个经节是在腓立比书第二章。
And the second verse we'll look at is in the book of Philippians.
第二章第三节。
2:3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看重别人更重。But in lowliness
of mind, let each esteem others rather than himself.
别人比自己强。讲这句话的人一样是保罗。
It was also Paul who spoke this.
这次他的对象是腓立比的教会。
This time he is addressing the church of the Philippi.
内容是教导他们要如何看别人。
And the content was to teach them how to see others.
与刚刚的那一节经节一样的。
Just like the verse we read earlier.
保罗不想要把我们自己当作是一个独立的人。
Paul didn't want us to see ourselves as isolated individuals.
他希望我们把我们自己放在教会里面来看。
But he wants us to see ourselves by placing us in a church.
站在教会的角度中。
From the perspective of the church.
就是站在弟兄姐妹当中。
That is standing among brothers and sisters.
身为弟兄姐妹的一员。
As a member of the church.
在教会里面与弟兄姐妹的互动。
And our interaction with brothers and sisters in the church.
我们该如何正确的来看别人？
How we are to see others correctly.
所以今天的两节的经节。
So the two verses for today.
一处在教导我们正确的看自己。
One teaches how to see ourselves correctly.
另外一处是教导我们要正确的看别人。
The other one teaches us how to see others correctly.
这两个地方就都讲到看。
Both verses speak of seeing.
我觉得看很重要。
I think how you see is very important.
因为我们怎么看，就影响我们怎么去做。
For how we see affects how we act.
我们怎么做，之所以很重要。
Why how our act is very important?
因为我们是基督徒。
Because we're Christians.
因为我们都在过教会的生活。
We're all living a church life.
我们怎么样彼此对待。
How do we treat one another?
我们怎么样来对待弟兄姐妹？
How do we treat brothers and sisters?
会影响到整个教会。
will affect the entire church.
也影响到在我们当中能不能使人看见耶稣。
And also affect others, whether they can see Jesus in our midst.
当弟兄姐妹聚集在一起。
As brothers and sisters gather together,
有一个很重要的事情。
One thing very important,
就是让人在我们当中能够看到耶稣。
Is that to enable others to see Jesus among us.
在我们的聚会当中。
In our assembly,
在我们彼此的互动当中。
In our interactions,
可以让人听见或看到耶稣。
People can either hear or see Jesus.
但我们不是要在聚会中特别做一些很特别的事或是很奇怪的事。
But it's not saying that we need to do something special or something peculiar.
不是说我们要特别讲什么话让人去觉得他们看到了耶稣。
Not to say something purposefully so that others can see or hear Jesus.
我们要做的乃是我们每天要忠心地按照圣经的教导去生活。
But to live faithfully according to the Bible.
让这个白纸黑字的圣经成为我们生活的准则。
So the words black and white can be the principle of our living.
并且我们可以去活出来。
And we're able to live it out.
所以对于今天的题目来说。
So to the theme today.
就是我们遵照圣经的教导，如何以圣经的教导去看自己，跟去看别人。
That is, we are to live according to the teaching of the Bible to see ourselves and to see others.
这样子，当我们在一起聚集的时候。
In this way, as we gather together,
当我们在彼此交通的时候,
as we have fellowship with one another,
我们就能够彰显耶稣,
we will be able to manifest Jesus.
所以我们需要放下我们以往对我们自己或对别人的那种看法。
So we need to lay down our perspectives from the past, how we see others and ourselves.
我们才能够来看, 圣经如何教导我们来做这件事情。
Then can we see how Bible teaches us to do this?
我们可以重新从一个新生命的眼光来看自己，也用新生命的眼光来看别人。
So we can have the perspective of the new life to see ourselves and others.
这样的看才会与我们基督徒的身份能够匹配。
This would enable us to live up to this new life as a Christian.
也才能够把耶稣活出来。
And enable us to live out Jesus.
所以我们先来看要怎么看自己。
So first of all, let us see how we are to see ourselves.
我们刚刚读的那个经节说，不要看自己过于所当看的。
The verse we just read saying, do not to think of ourselves more highly than we should.
我们要按照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
But to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
在这边有几件事情是我们可以一起来看的。
There are a few things we can look at together.
一开始他先告诉我们说不要做什么。
First, he tells us what not to do.
当我们在教会中，我们如何要看自己。
In the church, how we are to see ourselves.
我们不要看自己过于所当看的。
Don't think of ourselves more highly than we should.
就是说不要高估自己，不要高看自己。
That is to say, don't overestimate ourselves, don't overvalue ourselves.
但是这里的意思也没有叫我们贬低自己。
But it's not telling us to underestimate ourselves either.
或是把我们自己看得都没有价值。
Or to see no value of ourselves either.
太高或太低都不是说出他的真实的状况。
Too high or too low are not speaking of the true condition.
既然我们不要贬低，也不要高估。
Since we're not to belittle or to overestimate ourselves.
那我们该怎么样去看呢？
How should we see ourselves?
保罗说要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小去看。
Paul says we should look at ourselves according to the measure of faith God has assigned to each person.
每一个人都有神给他的信心。
Everyone has a faith from God.
这个信心有大有小。
There's great ones and small ones.
所以保罗说我们应该要按照这样的一个度量，这样的一个程度来看自己。
Paul's saying to live according to the measure of faith God has given us.
不要去多看，也不要去少看。
Don't see too much, don't belittle it.
我想要用福音书上这个按照才干分银钱给仆人的这件事情来说明。
I like to explain using the analogy from giving the talents to the servants.
因为这个比喻，我想大家都很熟悉。
I think everyone is familiar with this analogy.
但是信心不是才干。
But faith is not talent.
我们这边在讲信心，对不对？
We're talking about faith, right?
但是信心跟才干一样。
But faith is just like talent.
有大有小。
It's great and small.
并且信心跟才干有关联。
And faith is related to our talent.
因为有多少的信心，才能够有多少的才干。
For the talent, how much talent you have depends on how much faith you have.
特别我们在教会里面的服事。
Especially when we speak of the service in the church.
特别我们在生命中的服事。
Especially when we serve in our lives.
我们需要信心。
We need to have faith.
像接下去的六节到八节所提到的。
Like the following 6 to 8 verses.
保罗说做执事或是教导或是治理这些都需要信心。
Paul speaking of the deacons and the teachers, they all need to have faith.
像才干一样，我们有多少的信心，我们才能够有多少的服事。
For as much as the faith we have, that's so much of service we can do.
所以我们用这样子来看，我们就会比较清楚。
If we see it from this perspective, that we can see it better.
如果神给我们的是一千，
If God gave us 1,000,
我们就要按照一千来看自己。
We need to cling, see ourselves according to that 1,000.
不要因着任何的理由，
For no reason,
把自己的一千缩成两千，
Should we say we have 2,000 instead of 1,000?
或是甚至五千，
Or even 5,000?
或是我们给别人的感觉，让别人感受到好像我们不是一千，我们是两千或是五千。
Or we make people feel as if we receive 5,000 instead of 1,000.
应该要按照神所给我们的那个信心的大小，这样子真实的来看自己。
But according to the faith God has given us to see how great or small it is.
重点是不要去膨胀。
The point is to not inflate.
不要因着任何的原因去高抬自己，高举自己，或高估自己。
For no reason to exalt ourselves and to overestimate ourselves.
看自己大过于那个原来的样子。
To see ourselves greater than what we should be.
因为我们不是要攀比信心的大小。
For we're not here to compare the size of our faith.
我们也不是在说谁属灵或不属灵。
And we're not talking about who's more spiritual or not.
这边是告诉我们说，应当要按照神所量给我们的，非常合适的，非常真实的，非常诚实的去看自己。
But here he's telling us to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So we're seeing ourselves appropriately, truthfully, and honestly.
为什么保罗说不要看自己过于所应当看的呢？
Why does Paul say not to think of ourselves more highly than we should?
因为接下来的几节经节啊，他就用身体跟恩赐这两个事情来解释啊，来说明这件事。
For in the following verses, he used the example of the body and the gifts to illustrate this.
他说身体上有很多不同的肢体。
He said the body has many members.
每一个肢体都有他自己的功用。
And every member has its own function.
他们不能彼此取代。
They are irreplaceable.
我们是肢体中的哪一个部分？
What part are we in the body?
是神替我们安排好的。
Was arranged by God.
所以我们需要接受神对我的安排。
We need to accept God's arrangement.
按照神对我们的安排来看我自己。
And to see ourselves according to God's arrangement.
而不是越过这个安排，把我们自己看得更高或更大。
Instead of elevating ourselves and crossing the line God has set for us.
所以更重要的。
More importantly.
不是要我们去做那个我们所不是的那个肢体。
It's not for us to become, to do our parts, which is not for us.
而是好好的来做我们那个肢体应该做的事情，把自己应该做的事情做好。
But to fulfill, do our parts well.
同样的，神给我们每一个人的位置也不都不一样。
And likewise, God has given us different places.
我们的功用不一样，我们的恩赐也不一样。
We have different functions and different gifts.
所以不要因着神给别人的那个恩赐比我多或是比我大比我显眼我们就指望去像别人。
Don't hope to be like someone else just because God has given them more or more prominent gifts.
无论是身体或是恩赐的一个比喻。
Whether the parable of the body or the gifts.
都告诉我们说要按照神的安排。
Are telling us we need to live according to God's arrangement.
按照神所量给的。
According to what God has measured.
这样子来看我们自己。
That's how we are to see ourselves.
我觉得接下去的那句话很有意思。
The next sentence is very interesting.
他叫我们看得合乎中道。
He tells us to see ourselves in a sober way.
英文就是说 think soberly, 就是他用这个词。
To think soberly.
我说我们一个人有没有喝酒？
When we say whether one person drinks,
他是不是清醒的？
Whether he's sober or not.
我们都用这个词 sober, 他是清醒的。
The sober talks about whether this person is clear-minded.
所以我这边我觉得说我们要非常清醒的来看自己。
We need to be awake as we look at ourselves.
在我们现实的生活里面。
Clear-headed and in our everyday life.
为什么我们不要看自己过于我们所应该看的？
Why shouldn't we look at ourselves more highly than we should?
因为高估自己不是让自己在别人的面前有面子。
Because overestimating ourselves is not bringing prestige to elevate our status.
不是让我们的位置变高。
Not to elevate our own position.
高估自己其实是在害自己。
Overestimating ourselves is actually bringing harm to ourselves.
是让我们活在虚假的里面。
To cause us to live in falsehood.
是自己在骗自己。
We're deceiving ourselves.
是害自己。
We're harming ourselves.
是很容易让自己变成中心。
It will make us to be self-centered.
因此就轻看别人。
And then we will belittle others.
也使自己骄傲。
And cause us to be arrogant.
高估自己使我们只看到自己。
Overestimating ourselves would cause us to see only ourselves.
我们看不到别人的贡献。
And we fail to see the contributions of others.
我们高估自己，我们就会觉得我们所有的一切都是我所努力来的。
When we overestimate ourselves, we might think that we own everything from our own efforts.
因此也就不会有感恩的心。
Resulting in a lack of gratitude.
不会感谢人，不会感谢弟兄姐妹，也更不会感谢神。
We will not thank others, brothers and sisters, not even God.
我们更不会将荣耀归给神。
And not to mention give glory to God.
当我们高估我们自己的时候，
When we overestimate ourselves,
我们同时也在喂养我们的己生命。
At the same time, we're nourishing our self-life.
使这个生命越来越大。
The self-life is growing bigger and bigger.
所以保罗说要合乎中道。
So Paul says to think soberly.
合乎中道是很公正的看自己。
That is to see ourselves fairly.
要对自己诚实。
To be honest to ourselves.
要接受神所量定的。
To accept what God has given.
不是把我们的力量用在伪装自己去做别人。
Not to put our energy to disguise ourselves and to pretend to be someone else.
而是把我们的力量用在神所给我们要让我们忠心做的那个项目上面。
But put our strength in the things, the items God wants us to be faithfully doing.
回到刚刚我用的比喻。
Back to the analogy I gave just now.
那个收到一千的那个仆人会不会心里不平衡？
Wouldn't the servant who received 1,000 talents be jealous?
为什么是我拿到一千？
And why did I only get 1,000?
为什么不是我的同伴拿到一千？
Why wasn't my friend getting the 1,000?
为什么我没有2,000？
Why didn't I get 2,000?
如果主人给我2,000，我也会去赚2,000。
If the Lord gave me 2,000, I would have earned 2,000 as well.
我不知道那个仆人会不会这样想。
I don't know whether the servant would think this way.
但是我知道我自己曾经这样想过。
But I know I once had this thought.
为什么我会这样想呢？
Why did I think this way?
因为我太不认识我自己。
For I did not know myself well.
我以为我自己配得更多。
I thought I was worthy of more.
我不愿意接受人给我的一个估价或神给我的一个估价。
I didn't want to receive, accept the assessment from others or God.
这是己生命。
This is my self life.
己生命接受不了神对他的估价。
The self life rejects God's evaluation.
他不愿意接受神在他生命中的安排。
It's unwilling to receive, accept God's arrangement in his life.
这是很大的骄傲。
This is great pride.
我不知道什么时候主的恩典来的。
I don't know when the Lord's mercy came to me.
让我看到我真的需要悔改。
That I saw that I need to repent.
我太骄傲。
I was too proud.
并且我把生命、把机会都浪费在没有用的地方。
And I wasted my life and my opportunities on things I shouldn't have.
这个主人既然是按照才干来分银子。
Since the Lord gives the talent according to their gifts.
很明显的，那个仆人的才干就是一千嘛。
Apparently, for that servant, he deserves 1,000.
就代表说我就是一千。
That's telling us he is 1,000.
所以我不需要为了我所受的一千在那边花力气在那边证明我不是。
So he did not have to argue or waste his strength to prove that he's not.
我也不需要把这个力气花在我怎么去学那个两千的人。
And I don't need to waste my effort to learn how to become like the person who was given 2,000.
我需要做的是接受人或神给我的那个估价，那个评价。
I just need to accept God's or someone else's assessment of me.
我需要安心的去做那个神要我所做的事情。
I need to peacefully do what God has entrusted me to do.
将来我就会得到相应的一个奖赏。
In the future, I will receive corresponding reward.
己生命接受不了这个神的安排。
The self-life cannot receive the arrangement from God.
所以我们才会有一个不正常的一个眼光。
And that causes us to have incorrect perspective.
我们既然有了新生命，
Since we have this new life,
我们就不应该再用旧的眼光来看。
Let us not look at things in the old perspective.
我们要用新的眼光来看。
We need to see ourselves in the new perspective.
我们要接受人或神在我们身上所量定的、所固定的。
We need to accept what God and others have determined for us to receive.
这样子诚实的、合乎中道的，这样子来看自己。
To think soberly accordingly.
我们已经看过要怎么看自己。
We just shared how we are to see ourselves.
现在我们还要来看我们如何正确的看别人。
And now we are to see how we are to look at others.
我们刚刚读的腓立比书说。
The book of Philippians said.
他们凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
我想再提醒一下。
I'd like to remind you again.
保罗说这句话的时候是对着腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹说的。
When Paul said this, he was saying this to the people at the church at Philippi.
所以我们先不要马上想到在工作上面的同事或是教会以外的人怎么来做这件事情。
So let's not think about our colleagues at work or people outside the church.
我们先把我们的注意力放在教会中。
First, let us focus on the people in the church.
弟兄姐妹当中，我们要这样的一个学习我们要这样子彼此看待。
How we are to learn to do this in the church.
这样子我们比较能够进入这句话的意思。
That will help us to enter into the true meaning of this verse.
在这个根基上面，我们再往外扩展。
When we have established this foundation, then we can expand it.
我们读腓立比书的时候，我们就可以知道。
When we read the book of Philippians, we know.
腓立比教会是很好的一个教会。
The church at Philippi is a very good church.
是保罗他建立他所牧养的。
Paul established it and he shepherded it.
他跟他们有很亲密的一个关系。
He had a very close relationship with them.
在第一章保罗就说他们是从第一天就同心合意的兴旺福音。
In chapter 1, Paul said that from the day 1, they were of one mind, promoting the gospel.
他们也很爱保罗。
And they also love Paul.
他们关心保罗的生活跟需要。
They care about Paul's life and needs.
保罗说，甚至他在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他们都派人去那个地方去供应他的需要。
Even when Paul was ministering in Thessalonica, the Philippian brothers and sisters sent people to check his needs.
那个不是隔壁走两步就到的地方。
It wasn't a place just next door. You just take two steps.
我去查了一下腓立比跟帖撒罗尼迦到底离多远。
I checked the map to see how far the Thessalonica and how far it is from Philippi.
他说在以前的时候应该要走路要走三四天。
And in the old days, by walking or take 3-4 days.
即使这样子，他们还派人去关心保罗。
Even when that's the case, they still send people to care about Paul.
所以他们真的是很爱保罗。
So they truly love Paul.
但是这个教会虽然有很好的开始。
Although this church had a good beginning,
但是维持不容易。
It's hard to sustain that.
我们可以看到保罗写腓立比书给他们的时候。
We see the letter Paul wrote to them.
就是在处理一些在他们中间所发生的问题。
He was taking care of some problems among them.
从保罗所说的话。
From Paul's words.
他说不可结党。
He said, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Do not envy, do not go after your ambition.
我们能够略略的来看说，来体会说那个时候他们遇到的问题。
And we can glean a little bit information from the problems they had.
旧人很喜欢出头。
The old self likes to be the boss.
很喜欢被看重。
Likes to be esteemed.
很喜欢听称赞。
Likes to be praised.
这些事情都很容易被仇敌利用。
And those things can be easily used by the enemy.
像把这个笑放在面团当中。
Like placing the wheat in the flour,
使一个本来同心合一兴旺福音的教会变质。
To disrupt, corrupt the church that was to preach the gospel.
其实不止他们是这样子。
Actually, not only them.
我们刚刚读过的民数记，是不是也让我们看到同样的情形？
Wasn't in the same way as we read the book of Numbers.
我们看到他们不满意神的安排。
They were dissatisfied with God's arrangement.
所以他们就挑战摩西跟亚伦。
So the people challenged Moses and Aaron.
这个就是我们看到一个很好的一个例子。
And this is a very good example we see.
像我们刚刚讲的，就是把自己看得太大，看自己过于所应该看的。
Let us to esteem themselves better than originally.
他们觉得说他们不只是这样子。
Because they felt they were more than that.
他们要像摩西，像亚伦那样子。
They wanted to be like Moses, like Aaron.
后来神就审判他们。
And God sent down his judgment.
保罗遇到这样的事情。
And Paul encountered this.
保罗在他所牧养的教会遇到这样的事情，我们可以想象保罗的心何等的着急。
And you can see the anxiety in Paul's heart when his church encountered this.
对这样的情况，保罗对他们的劝勉是什么呢？
And what was Paul encouraging them to do?
保罗劝勉他们说，存心谦卑，个人要看别人比自己强。
His exhortation is, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
这句话到底是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们看到这句话里面有一个比字。
There's a word in comparison.
好像是不是保罗叫我们要做比较？
Is Paul asking us to compare?
那既然要看别人比自己强，
Since we need to esteem others better than ourselves.
那我是不是要看低自己，我要贬低自己，我要看清自己，别人才能够强起来。
Should I belittle myself, put myself lower so others can be higher?
不是这样子的。
No, that's not the case.
如果是这样子的话，
If that's the case,
我们要掉入那个我们没有合乎中道的看自己的那个问题。
We're falling into the trap of not seeing ourselves soberly.
保罗不是要我们去做排名。
Paul is not asking us to rank ourselves.
他是要我们除去我们心中那个自以为是的眼光。
but rather to discord our self-centered perspective.
他不希望我们整天只想到我们自己最强。
He wants us, he doesn't want us to consider ourselves the best all day long.
或是我们整天只想到说我要怎么证明我是那个强者。
Or to prove ourselves the strongest all day long.
他希望我们从我们自己的一个想法跟看法里面出来。
He wants us to leave from our own perspectives.
调转我们的眼目。
To turn our eyes.
去看别人。
To see others.
去看别人，去欣赏神给别人在他身上的那一份。
To appreciate what God has given them.
因为只有我们的眼光没有被占住的时候。
Because only when our perspective is not occupied by ourselves,
我们才能够看到别人。
Can we see others?
如果我们的眼光里面都满了自己，
If our own perspective is full of ourselves,
我们没有办法看到别人。
We cannot see others.
我们，保罗没有叫我们说，证明我们比别人弱。
Paul is not telling us to put ourselves inferior.
他想告诉我们的是说，我们应该要拥有一个正确的眼光。
He's trying to tell us we need to have the right perspective.
不只正确的看自己，
not only see ourselves correctly,
也要正确的看别人，
but to see others correctly.
如果我们可以合乎中道的去看自己，那我们就不会很难接受这句话，就是看别人比自己强。
If we can think soberly about ourselves, it's not difficult to accept the others that are better than us.
既然我只是肢体里面的一员，
Since I'm only a member of the body,
在神所给大家的恩赐里面，我也只有一种。
And the gifts God has given me is only one of many.
那就务必还有别人。
There must be others.
那就务必我还需要别人。
That means I need others.
当我们信了耶稣以后，
Since I believe in Jesus,
我们已经从个人脱离了，进入教会这个大的团体里面。
We have entered into the larger community of the church.
也是进入到这个基督的身体教会里面。
That is to say, we enter into the body of Christ.
所以从此以后，我们不要再把注意力放到我们单独的个体。
Let us no longer fix our eyes on individuals.
因为我们已经是一体。
For we have become one.
在这个身体里面。
In this body.
每一个人都有每一个人的功用。
Everyone has a function.
每一个人也有每一个人的价值。
And everyone has a value.
手比脚更善于抓，对不对？
Hands are better than the feet when it comes to grasping, right?
脚比手更善于走。
And the feet are better for walking than the hands.
所以脚可以不用贬低自己的对手说你比我强。
So the feet don't need to tell the hands that you are stronger than me.
同时手也可以很坦然地对脚说你比我强。
And the hands can openly say to the feet, you are stronger than me.
脚需要手。
The feet need the hands.
手也同时需要脚。
And hands need feet.
同样是手。
So among hands,
还是会有强弱。
There are strengths and weaknesses.
我习惯用右手。
I'm right-handed.
所以左手就要跟右手说你比我强。
So my left hand would tell the right hand, you are stronger than me.
但有的时候，我的右手也需要承认，说左手，我需要你在这个时候，你比我强。
But at times, my right hand needs to tell my left hand, you are stronger than me.
最重要的是，
And most importantly,
当这些肢体全部合起来的时候，
When the collective members are together,
我们从外面看到的是一个完整、一个整体、整齐、一个协调的一个身体。
It's an harmonious and coordinated body.
受大脑的指挥。
Under the control of the brain.
预备去做每一件大脑所吩咐的事情。
Ready to accomplish what needs to be done.
对教会来说。
From the perspective of the church,
我们就可以说这个就是一个同心合意、兴旺福音的教会。
We can say this is a church that's advancing the gospel in one accord.
所以要身体能够协调，要能够整齐。
For the body to be in harmony and in cooperation.
每一个肢体都不能标榜他的自己。
Each member should not flaunt their own identity.
同样的。
Likewise.
我们要教会好。
For the church to benefit.
我们必须放下我们自己。
We need to put down ourselves.
像刚刚我们说的。
Like what we just said.
放下自己不是否定自己。
Putting ourselves down doesn't mean rejecting ourselves.
是不凸显自己。
Making ourselves more noticeable.
把自己的利益，把自己的面子，把自己的位置，功用放到整体教会之上。
But to place our function, our interest, our position among the church.
什么时候我们自己跑出来
？Whenever we the self came out，
就会影响到整体教会的利益。
Will affect the interest of the church.
我想用嫉妒来做一个例子。
I want to use jealousy as an example.
嫉妒就是一个从自己个人做出发点的一件事情。
Jealousy is starting from one personal perspective.
为自己的利益着想。
Thinking only of one's interest.
不是为着教会，或是不是为了团体的利益着想。
Not for the interest of the church as the community.
不要想说嫉妒只是我个人的事情。
Don't consider jealousy is only a problem of a person.
不是，是因为嫉妒会影响到大家。
No, because your jealousy will affect others.
因为嫉妒会产生内耗。
Because jealousy creates internal friction.
你在内耗的时候，你就占用到身体的一个资源。
So when you're creating internal friction, you're consuming the bodily resources.
你就使整个身体都受到影响。
And you affect the whole entire body.
我们试想，脚如果对手说。
Imagine if the foot tells the hand.
脚嫉妒手。
And the foot was jealous of the hand.
你为什么可以在上面？我为什么一定要在下面
？Why are you higher up? Why am I lower?
我们的右手跟左手计较。
Imagine the right hand argues with the left hand.
为什么你那么空闲？为什么我就要做那么多的事情
？Why do you have nothing to do and I'm doing everything?
是不是？这样子就会产生一个身体的内耗。
And that will cause internal friction.
最后会拖垮一个身体。
In the end, it will damage the body.
这只是一个例子。
This is just one example.
其实原则都一样的。
The principle is the same.
问题是我们的目标是什么？
The question is, what is our purpose?
我们的目标是想自己好，还是想要教会好？
Is our purpose for our own benefit or for the benefit of the church?
只有每一个人的目标都是要为着教会好。
Only when everyone's purpose is for the good of the church.
希望教会能够得到最好的资源。
Hoping the church would gain the best resources.
这个时候，我就不会有嫉妒的问题。
Then there's no problem of jealousy.
我觉得这个就是保罗的意思。
I think that's what Paul means.
为了教会的好处。
For the benefit of the church,
我们要正确地看自己。
We need to see ourselves correctly.
我们也要正确地看别人。
And we need to see others correctly.
当我们这样子做的时候，
When we do this,
对我们个人有没有益处？
Does it benefit ourselves?
我觉得这个益处是很大的。
I think great is the benefit.
当我们不再把我们自己放到中心的位置，
When we no longer are the center,of our lives.
使整个身体得到益处的时候，
When we benefit the whole body,
我们这个身体里面的肢体也跟着这个身体一同成长。
We as a member will grow with the body.
我想用我们生活离不开的那个手机来做一个例子。
Let me use our indispensable mobile phone as an example.
当我们手机变得很慢的时候，你们会做什么？
What would you do when your phone slows down?
我第一件事情啊。我的马上的反应就是想，我想要知道他现在在做什么。
For me, first of all, I want to see what is it doing right now.
他到底在忙什么
？What's keeping it busy?
是哪一个 app 一直在占用他的资源
？Which app is taking up all the resources?
让他一直跑得不停。
To keep it running.
我知道 一把这个程式关掉的时候，一把 app 关掉的时候
，I know once I turn off this app，
这个速度就会恢复正常。
The speed will be correct。
同样的
，will be normal。Likewise，
当我们去关掉我们自己为中心而产生的内耗
，when we turn off the self-centered consumption，
我们关掉那个因为我需要伪装所占用的资源。
When we turn off the desire that I need to pretend to be someone that I'm not，
我们就有更多的空间来做神所喜悦的事情。
We will have more space to do what God wants us to do。
神爱教会。
God loves the church。
当我们也爱教会。
And of course we love the church。
当我们关心神所关心的。
When we care about what God cares，
我们的注意力就从我们自己身上转到神的身上。
Our attention turned from ourselves to what God pays attention to.
这个就会让我们更在乎主的话。
And that will help us to care more about God's word.
更注意他的话。
And be more attentive to his word.
我们也就能够更容易的听见弟兄姐妹在教会里面他们所经历的一个带领。
We can more easily hear his guidance in the lives of our brothers and sisters in the church.
我们也会开始注意到别人的需要。
And we'll start to notice other people's needs.
我们能够听清楚别人说的话。
We can actually hear what others are saying.
我们也有空间去关心别人。
And we'll have room in our hearts to care about them.
我们会注意到教会原来有很多的榜样。
We will notice there are actually many examples, role models in the church.
是我们可以去学习的。
That we can learn from.
所有的这些都在表示。
All these things together indicate.
当我们这样子做的时候，
when we do accordingly,
神给我们身上的一千，
the 1,000 God has given us,
已经不知不觉当中已经在赚利息。
It's already gaining interest without us even realizing.
我们的生命也跟着教会一同在成长。
And our lives are growing along with the church.
所以教会好。
So the church is getting better.
我们也会好。
We will get better.
我们是跟着教会一起成长的。
We grow with the church.
最后我想再回到一开始所说的。
So I'll return to the beginning.
怎么看很重要。
How you see is very important.
新生命的眼光
from the perspective of new life，
不是把自己看得更高，
not to elevate ourselves，
或是看自己很低，
or belittle ourselves，
乃是按照神所给我的，
but according to what God has given me，
真实的看自己，
see myself truthfully，
神有给我的，
what God has given me，
也有给别人的，
God also gives others，
所以我们也要看到神给别人的那一份。
We also need to see the portion God has given others.
我们要去欣赏他们，我们要去接受他们。
We need to appreciate them and to accept them.
最终的目的是什么？
What is the ultimate purpose?
让我们的教会，
for our church,
让这个身体，
this body,
能够得到益处，
benefit,
能够得到成长，
to grow,
不是我们自己，
not just individuals,
而是我们需要教会，
but the church.
求主帮助我们用这个新的眼光来看自己跟看别人。
May the Lord help us to see ourselves and others in this perspective.
最后我们要唱一首诗歌。
We'll end with singing a hymn.
这是我们以前常唱的诗歌。
We used to sing this hymn more often.
我们觉得，哎，这个教会很好。
And we think this is a good church.
在教会很好。
It's nice to be in a church.
为什么好呢？
Why is it good?
因为有弟兄，因为有姐妹。
For we have brothers and sisters.
这个教会好。
For the church to be good.
因为有主在我们的当中。
It's because God is in our midst.
我很高兴。
I am so glad.
因为我是神家里面的一员。
For I'm a member of the house of God.
虽然我不配。
Although I'm unworthy.
但是我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
让我可以成为神家的一员。
That I can become a member of this house.
所以我们不再是自己。
We're no longer living for ourselves.
从我们自己里面出来。
Let us come out of ourselves.
进到这教会，这个大家庭，大身体的里面。
And enter into the big family, the family of God.
赞美团队带我们唱。
Let us sing together with the praise and worship team. 请起立。
Feel free to stand.
to sing in Chinese or English.
请自由唱中文或英文。
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister.
放在这个神的家中，
You place us in this house of God，
让我们彼此称为弟兄姐妹，
That we can call each other brother and sister。
主耶稣，我们真知道因着你的宝血让我们可以连接在一起，
By your blood we are united，
我们可以成为弟兄姐妹，全是你的恩典。
It's all by your grace we have become brothers and sisters。
主，你给我们在这个家中，我们每一个人有不同的功用，我们有不同的身份。
You have given every member a different function and different place.
让我们可以建造你的家。
In order to build your house.
给我们一个新的眼光，让我们真知道主，我们在这里是如何彼此的配搭。
Lord, give us this new perspective so that we know how to work together.
我们并不是上下的关系，我们却是彼此一个的 complement。
It's not on the upper or lower level, but we are companions.
彼此都需要。彼此
We need each other.
主耶稣，求你真的让我们更和谐的来一同建造神的家。
Help us to build the house of God in harmony.
让我们更多用对的眼光来看对的事情。
To see each other in the right perspective.
谢谢你给我们今天的信息。
Thank you for the message.
我们在祷告祈求奉靠你的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.